Everybody wants to experience God and know God and be God. Everyone walks that very wonderful path of introspection to understand who God is and what God is and experience it. I ran across a couple of Zen Buddhist paragraphs the other day, and I thought they were very indicative of our inward journey. Sometimes we're so intellectual, we feel that we, we're above these things, and we're so smart and stuff like that. Well, this one little story is called Empty Your Cup. It's a university professor went to visit a famous Zen master. While the master quietly served tea, the professor talked about Zen. The master poured the visitor's cup to the brim and then kept pouring. The professor watched the overflowing cup until he could no longer restrain himself. "It's overfilled! No more will go in it!" the professor blurted out. "You are like this cup," the master replied. "How can I show you Zen unless you first empty your cup?" We all have a tendency to feel that we know it all, because we've been there, done that, and we've had experiences. However, we really don't, because if we did, we certainly wouldn't be going to a master or a teacher to be advised as to what we should do. We're like this professor. We rattle on about it. But now, let's forget the Zen teacher. The professor is like us, who, when we are listening to our own inner teacher, we rattle on as to how we want to be utilizing the information we're getting. We rattle on as to how we want to understand what is being given to us by our divine inner self. And our divine inner self says, "Quiet, peace, listen, and I will speak to you of all things." Okay, I've heard that. Now let's get down to the all things. Let's get going now. I want to hear about that. And then the inner self says, "Quiet, peace, relax, relax. It'll come to you. It'll be revealed to you. All is in order." And then you constantly say, "Well, now let's see, I should do the laundry, I should go out to town, I should do this." And then the voice says, "Quiet, peaceful." And then the idea comes, "Oh my gosh, it's my wife's anniversary, and I forgot to give it to her. It's our anniversary too." Yeah, I understand that, but I mean, she's the one who does it all the time. Let's see, now what shall I give her for my present? And then the voice says, "Quiet, peace, let all those things pass, let all those things pass." You see, as the Zen master said, you are like the cup. How can I show you Zen unless you first empty your cup? Well, there's another little story about the Zen teacher, which I thought was quite charming, and it's entitled Wanting God. A hermit was meditating by a river when a young man interrupted him. "Master, I wish to become your disciple," said the man. "Why?" replied the hermit. The young man thought for a moment. "Because I want to find God." The master jumped up, grabbed him by the scruff of the neck, dragged the young man into the river, and plunged his head under the water. After holding him there for a full minute, with him kicking and struggling to free himself, the master finally pulled him out of the water. The young man coughed up water and gasped for air. When he eventually quieted down, the master spoke. "Tell me, what did you want most of all when you were under the water?" "Air," answered the man. "Very well," said the master. "Go home and come back to me when you want God as much as you just wanted air." This is so true for all of us. We say we want God, we say we want the divine, we say we want all these neat things, but we're not willing to do what has to be done. We're not willing to give our every ounce of life force for understanding what God is. And what is God? Is God something so difficult to get a hold of? Is God something so difficult to understand? Is God something so difficult to realize, and for only some people can come into the awareness of God? Yes, it's true. God is only for some people to come into the awareness of truth, for those people who really want it. All the rest of the world says they want God, but they don't do it. They don't turn their attention to where God is. If we're going to want to go to Chicago, and we're in Los Angeles, we have to turn our attention to Chicago. We have to leave Los Angeles behind, and we have to walk the path to Chicago, the long way. We might take the Greyhound bus, might take a train, might take a plane, might take a car, might take any means of transportation. But we go there. We put our full attention to going there. The goal is Chicago. We're not going to stop at little towns in between and say, oh, this is so charming, I think I'll stay here. Because it is enticing to do that. It's enticing to stop along the way and enjoy yourself, to go to the Grand Canyon. Oh, this is so glorious. What a beautiful place. What, how inspiring, how uplifting. Wow, I think I'll stay here. And then we get bored with that. As we get bored with all human, all outer, all exterior things. And then we're sitting in a concert. We're sitting in a concert in Denver. And as we're sitting in this mile-high city in this beautiful concert, we just feel a great peace flood over us. We feel a great inner self. We listen to the music, and the music just touches us deeply. And we say, oh, this is where it is. This is where I want to be. This is where my spiritual growth is. And then a very ugly thing happens. A very terrible thing happens. One of the worst things that could ever happen in the universe happens. The concert stops. And we are sitting there with no guide to our inner path. The music guided us into an inner awareness of charm. We can't listen to that same music over and over and over and over again, because after a while it too bores us, as you well know. But when we want our divinity, as much as the young man wanted air, when we want our divine self, as much as the professor said he wanted to learn about Zen, but his teacher said, hey, you gotta stop talking. You gotta start listening within. You'll never get to Chicago if you stop along the way and find that to be the place that you want to be. You'll never arrive at your divinity, at your God awareness, if you're going to let all the little bypasses that come along discourage you from going the full journey, going the full trip. And it's not Los Angeles, Chicago. It's from the relative to the divine. And the journey from the relative to the divine does not have to be a long journey, because truly it is only a few moments when we say, I know who I am. I know. I am peace. And then we just live in that bliss, in that peace. And we are everything. We have everything. We need nothing. We don't need food, clothing. We don't need housing. We don't need friendship. We don't, but we have it. That's the point. But we don't need it. And when we can arrive at that untouchability, one-pointedness, unpossessed, non-judgmental, wow. When we can learn to live as unconditional love, loving the divine within us as our total direction for our life, then we will realize we made it. We found God right within ourselves, and it's very wonderful. Have a lovely day. And know that I love you, I love you, I love you.